بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Shaykh Sa'di rahmatullahi alayhi was a very great sage, wali of Allah. His anecdotes are very famous in the Farsi language, Urdu language. Shaykh Sa'di rahmatullahi alayhi, he gives an incident when he was a young boy where his father took him to one fair, some festival, some fair. Little boy went with his father. So his father had told him, that my son, listen to me, you hold onto my side very tight. Because we know in a fair, there's so many people, huge crowds, a little boy can get lost very easily, and then to find him is going to be difficult. So he held onto his father's side, young boy. And as they're going to a fair, now we know in a fair there are different stalls, people are selling various items, and there are so many attractions. So as a little boy, he held his father's side. And then suddenly his eyes fell on some things that attracted him, a young boy, maybe some candy, some chocolates, some sweets. Sometimes they have some little toys for children. So he became engrossed in that. And he was amused by the things he saw. A little boy enjoying the different colors that he saw, the lights. And gradually, slowly, the grip that he had on his father's side became looser. And his father was also very preoccupied, busy. And so, after a few moments, he lost grip of his father's side, and he was so consumed by what he was seeing and amazed, and he was enjoying it, a little boy smiling. About 10 minutes, he was so deeply engrossed in what he was seeing, and after that he realized his father is not on his side. So then he began to cry. Ulama and Mashayikh explained, they say, that he cried only after 10-15 minutes when he realized that his father was not there. Not at the time when he lost the grip of his father. At that time he did not know. The moment he lost grip of his father, he didn't realize it. He was so consumed by what he was seeing. In a similar way, we also sometimes, we are holding on to deen, holding on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to some pious person, whatever it is. And sometimes, we get caught with some attractions and distractions. And whilst we're busy enjoying those attractions and distractions, dheere, slowly, the grip becomes looser, until it's gone. And only after we realize, so the next 10, 15 minutes, we don't know. We're still in that dhun of ours. We're still in that drunken stupor, as we say, or whatever it is, a person involved in some sin, or is caught up with some illicit relationship, whatever it is, for those few minutes, he's enjoying himself. He doesn't realize he's lost the grip. And after that, now he begins to cry, now he regrets, now he's looking, he's searching. Therefore, our mashayikh say, that a person has to develop himself, has to build himself. With this grip he has, must never become loose. Whatever he goes through in life, that grip that he is holding onto deen, onto iman, onto taqwa, onto some pious person, and then that must become stronger and stronger. The moment he loses hold, then this is what will happen, that he will lose the guide, he will lose the direction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mullah Manzoor Nu'mani rahmatullahi was a very great alim. And he mentioned in one of his talks, he said, Musalman ki teen qisme hai. We have three types of Muslims. And of course, he's not being judgmental now. This is what the overview is, he said one group is such that they are only Muslim by name, born in a Muslim home, or the father was a Muslim, that's all they remember. But there is absolutely no deen in that person's life. And alhamdulillah. Of course, when jamaats go to different parts of the world, Allah Ta'ala take us also. So when they go to certain areas in the world, they actually meet people who say, my grandfather was a Muslim. We've got a Muslim name. But they don't even know how to read the kalima properly. And many countries in the world, Allah make hidayat spread. In South America, we had heard so many times that the ancestors of so many of these people actually go right to Sahaba Ikiram, radiallahu anhu ajma'in. But now in that progeny that came down, they're only Muslim by name, or some of them have lost complete identity. You find a Muslim surname, then they say, yes, my grandfather was a Muslim. So some people in this world, they are only Muslim by name. That's all. There is no deen, there is no salat, there is no zakat, there is no hajj, there is absolutely no trace of any Islamic identification or any deen in the person. There is no khawf of Allah Ta'ala, there is no worry about hisab, kitab, nothing. Then the second group is such that they have iman and they are worshipping Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, but they are content with a little bit what they do. Now and then occasional salat, Ramzan, they will read the salat, keep roza, but they are content with that. They don't move further. The fikr is not that my dealings must be 100% correct according to Sharia, my akhlaq must be 100% correct, the way I deal with my family, my friends, my neighbors, with the people, society, it must be according to what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wants. So they are qani', they are content with whatever little they're doing, whatever little ibadat they are doing. This is the second group, Hazrat Maulana writes here, that whatever they're doing, they've got qana'at in it. Bas, wo jis hal par hai, qani' hai. Agar wo jumme ki namaz parta hai, to usi par qani' hai. Agar wo sirf Ramzan mein namazon ka ihtimam karta hai, bas isi par qani' hai. اگر اس کے اخلاق میں یا معاملت میں کوئی خرابی ہے یا اس کی دل میں حسد کینہ ہے وغیرہ بغض عداوت لالچ کبر ریا یا بیماریاں ہے تو برسوں سے وہ اسی حال پر چڑ رہا ہے so the person doesn't worry about the hasad, the got in his heart, the anger, the different spiritual maladies. He just content whatever little he's doing and he carries on. So this is another very large group. The first two groups, he says, this first one and the second one, majority of the people we find in this condition. Allah Ta'ala make us better than these people. You see, the third group is such that they are people, mashallah, of iman, and they are very, very particular with all the ibadat, and not only the ibadat, but with the muamalat, the muasharat, everything. Tisri qism in log ki hai, jinhone sachche dil se faisla karke Allah Ta'ala ki itaat ka ahd kiya. They made a firm pledge, a resolution, with sincerity, genuine, that, oh Allah, we are going to obey you. And sometimes, whilst obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, they will stumble, they make mistakes, they falter. But the moment they make some sin, immediately they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make inabat ila Allah. The verse I mentioned, wa anibu ila rabbikum. Wa aslimu lahu. Anibu, inabat means to turn to Allah, to make rujoo ila Allah. So they have returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have submitted to Allah to the best of our ability. We will obey you, obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will follow deens. These people, Hazrat Maulana says, ye wo nahi hai, jo hawao mein urte hai. Not that they fly in the sky and make karamat and all. They have made inabat in Allah. Such a deal. They are sincere. They are making the dhikr of Allah. They are trying. They say, itaat ka zaiqa milta hai. They get the taste of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they have the dawlat of iman. They have iman in their hearts and they have taqwa. These are the two ingredients which are very, very vital for all of us. Bas wo do baatein hai, jo Allah ka wali banne ke liye, a person has to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ek iman, dusri taqwa.
ایمان کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ دل میں یقین اتر جائے, یقین ان اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, کمپلیٹ کنوکشن, سرٹیٹیوڈ ان اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی's گریٹنس, اللہ's oneness, اللہ's پاور, اللہ's قدرت, اللہ's پریزنس, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی is the one who is nourishing us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete control of every single thing. Allah is our Mola. Allah is our Master. We are His bondsmen. We are His bondswoman. We are His slaves. We are His servants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does as He wishes. Allah ta'ala will make us go through various tests and trials and tribulations. We have tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is iman. This is yaqeen. Whatever can happen, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sickness comes, it is Allah ta'ala's hukam. Allah is the one who will give us cure. So the person places his complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believes firmly in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believes in Allah with all Allah ta'ala's qualities, Allah ta'ala's sifat. So this is the first one, he's got yaqeen. And the second one is taqwa. That a person, he now does all those things, he makes pabandi upon himself to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, I must please you. Oh Allah, I must not displease you anyway. The moment he feels he has displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does something wrong, immediately he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the two ingredients for a person. This is the third group, that they have iman and they have taqwa, they have made ruju' ila Allah, they are turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inabat ila Allah wa anibu ila rabbikum, and turn to Allah. Inabat, ruju' ila Allah, return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Maulana Manzoor Nomani rahmatullah says, lihada mere bhaiyo, aaj ek baat ka faisla kar lo, make one decision today. پہلی اور دوسری قسم سے نکل کر تیسری قسم میں آنا ہے. That we are going to come out of the first group of people that I mentioned, they're only Muslims by name. Second group, they're happy and content with whatever little ibadat they're doing. Their lives are not according to sunnah, they're not so bothered, they don't have taqwa, muamalat, muasharat, they're not so particular about those things. I make Ramadan, I keep maroza, and I read namaz now and then, or Jummah, I'm happy with that. So we are going to come out of the first two groups and we are going to go into the third group. What is the third group? The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A friend of Allah, wali of Allah, you say he's a wali, he's a buzruk. What we think, he's so pious that he can do some karamat and he get kashf and he does this. That is not wali of Allah. Wali of Allah, he has full yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has a taqwa of Allah. He does not want to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His 24 hours become such that he becomes mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 24 hours. How does it happen? It doesn't happen overnight. A person has to make great, great mujahada. That's mujahada we speak about every single time. That a person will be forced or he'll be tempted, he'll be lured to do some haram. There's some temptations putting him towards that haram. Nafs and shaitan putting him. So now he makes mujahada. He suppresses himself. He does not give in to the dictates and demands of his nafs. So this is the mujahada he will apply all the time. So the Mona says that you've made taraqqi, you've come out of these two groups, go into the third group. And that is when a person has iman and he has taqwa, he is a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waqi, waqi ab tak ki jo ghaflat hui, uski to maafi mango, Allah ta'ala bahut maaf karne wale hai. So we make dua to Allah, Allah, you forgive us for all the ghaflat so far that we had in our lives. Ya Allah, we were unmindful of you. Ya Allah, so many hours, so many days, so many weeks, so many months, so many years of our life. Literally years of our life. Ya Allah, we just wasted in ghaflat. So we're going to come out of that. To come out of one room and to go into another room, there is an effort that is required. Nobody just thinks I'm going to go in the next room and just flies over. You have to wake up, you have to make an effort, you have to come out of the room and go into the next room. If we're in the first floor, we need to go to the second floor. We have to take the staircase, take the elevator, whatever it is, we have to make an effort to go from the first floor to the second floor. Exactly like that. To come out of these two, the first two groups, Allah protect us, we are not from there. Allah Ta'ala make us from the third group. This is what we're trying to do. To come into the group of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah on this night. There's nothing else that's been distributed here as far as dunya is concerned. Nothing. It's only these words of Ahlullah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Salafi Salihin, the Buzghanideen, what they have seen in their lives, and they've seen the solution from Quran and Hadith, they've extracted it, and they've brought it in today's era, today's time, giving us hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing us the path towards success, the path towards guidance. They had this worry, the concern, not only they worried about themselves, but they worried about the entire mankind, and therefore they would become restless and bechain. They wouldn't write these articles for no reason. They wouldn't have those hankas. They wouldn't have this jamaat sitting in front of them, where they would give them bayans and hidayat bayans and talks and waaz and nasihat. They had, we say, Quran, that fikr, that worry, that burning worry in their hearts, that how the entire ummah can be saved, and how the entire ummah can become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, you have come here, may Allah ta'ala accept your coming here. Believe me, this coming here for this few minutes, in the eyes of Allah, is extremely precious. Extremely precious, extremely precious. Nobody is forcing you. There's no roll call, there's no register that you sign. There's no membership fee or anything, or you paid some money, so now you have to go for those things. No, nothing of that sort. You are coming solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ease. For Allah, nothing is impossible. Absolutely nothing. A little bit of effort. We know our weaknesses, how we are. But Allah looks a little bit of qurbani this banda is making. So many mothers and sisters sit with ihtimam. They know there's a program taking place. They sacrifice everything else. No, I'm sitting now. I'm listening to the program. So that ihtimam you show, that little bit of qurbani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not let that go, raiga, wasted. Allah is watching, Allah knows. And Allah will assist you not only in your problems you have, in your dunya, Allah will help you, also in akhirat also. Allah will show you the way towards Him. And then Allah will give you that strength, the nur of iman, the nur of taqwa. Whenever any temptation then comes, immediately you will recall, you will rewind, you will replay all the lessons you heard, the waaz, the sihat, that we too were learnt, we were taught about iman and taqwa. And I must combat my nafs, I must fight my nafs. A person who doesn't hear these discourses, he doesn't know what is nafs, he does not know what is ghaflat, he doesn't know what is the nur of iman, nur of taqwa, he doesn't know what is the traps of shaitan, he does not know what is the waswas, wasaw is the insinuation of shaitan. He doesn't know the harm of kibar, of pride. He doesn't know what hasad does to him and consume his good deeds. He doesn't know that. He doesn't know what the consequences of anger. He does not know how to behave with his wife and at home, with his fellow colleagues at school, with his workers, employees, employers. He does not know how to treat his neighbors. Akhlaq, mu'asharat. This is what we're doing. The khulasa of tasawuf. The khulasa of tasawuf, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah al-Mashaykh mentioned that ta'at of Allah, to do the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The thing that will make us do the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to apply that mujahada and push ourselves, force ourselves to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the thing that is pulling us backwards and pulling us towards haram, to apply that mujahada and refrain from that. That is tasawuf. That what Allah has asked me to do, I am going to fight all the taqazas that are coming, the obstacles, impediments in front of me. I'm going to go over it to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those things that are pulling me back, I'm going to refrain from it. I'm going to say no to it. I'm going to say la to those things. And I'm going to please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we want. So we don't have to wait till we are able to perform some karamat and miracle. That will never happen. Illa mashallah. What is the wali of Allah? He has the dawlat of iman, the dawlat of taqwa. So we have to apply this mujahada. So when a person listens to these type of bayans with ikhlas, inshallah, with ikhlas, ya Allah, I want to make amal. Inshallah, inshallah, if you are ever faced with a predicament, then immediately Allah will make, will remind you, I learned this, I learned that, I shouldn't do this, I should have ikhlas. I gave that charity, but see, I didn't give it with ikhlas. I did it so people praise me, so that it was not good. So he'll make tawbah, istighfar. The next time he gives, his right hand will give and his left hand won't know. Why? Because he learned the lesson of ikhlas, that I must do everything solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody is insulting him, hurting him, giving him pain and taunting him all the time. Then he exercises the sabr. He smiles back at the person. Because he knows now my Allah is getting so happy with me. And this person is only wasting his time. If I'm going to fight back, I'm going to become angry, he's not going to help me in any way, I'm not going to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the sifat of hilm will come into him. Then when pride comes into the person, immediately he'll realize that I heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whoever has got that an iota of pride, he won't enter Jannah. Why should I let my Jannah get lost? Why should I lose my Jannah? I should rather please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I'll have tawazu. So these are the lessons we learn here, tawazu. Not to have pride, not to be jealous, not to be envious, not to harm any person, not to give taklif to any person. And this is what tasawwuf is all about. This is the tazkiyah of the heart. We're purifying our heart. That mal kuchel in our heart, the rust that has come into, the zang that has come onto our heart, we are washing it away. And we are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We try as far as possible to sit in the pious person's company, or the company of the Ahlullah, or the ulama, or the mashayikh, or students of deen. We try and be in a good company. So until 24 ghante, 24 hours, we become izakir. That does not mean you take a tasbih and Allah, 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 nobody can do it. The time for dhikrullah with the tasbih, that is time. But what's the meaning of zakir now? All the time you're not ghafil of Allah. Now when you become a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called muraqabah. You are conscious that Allah is watching me. Allah mujhe dekh raha hai. Allah is watching me. So now when you're tempted to do some haram, Allah is watching me. You're tempted to eat some haram, you say, no. Allah mujhe dekh raha hai. Allah is watching me. And then the tasbihat we're doing. Simple. One kalima of la ilaha illallah. Basic, minimum. 100 times. 100 times, la ilaha illallah. 100 times, read the third kalima. 100 times, istighfar. 100 times, Allah Allah. 100 times, durood sharif. These are minimum things we should do for the day. Minimum. Now when a person is becoming the friend of Allah, he'll make automatically kathrate dhikr. He will increase his dhikrullah. Person loves some person all the time. What does he do? Every chance to chat with the person, he'll chat. Whether it's SMS or WhatsApp or he'll phone. Of course, you're not talking haram love. You're missing your wife. So why is at work also you're thinking of your wife. You send her one message, whatever it is. So, kasrate dhikr. And that's what Allah Ta'ala wants. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Allah ko yaad karo, dhikran kathira, in abundance. So when you have kathrate dhikr, then you'll find yourself, you'll have dawame dhikr. Dawam means perpetually, all the time. The person making Allah, Allah, he's made his tasbih, he's increased his tasbih. So you read in the morning 100 times, yeah, I finished my quota and I have finished. No. Nobody's stopping you from now, you're going home in the car, another Allah, 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 Allah. Istighfar, durood sharif. So you are reading kathrati dhikr, you'll get dawam of dhikr. When you have dawam, that means all the time now you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah makes it such that now you are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last thought before you sleep will be Allah. The first thought when you wake up in the morning is Allah. And see the masnoon du'as. When you're sleeping, the last Allah, Allah, you're reading all your du'as and you doze off. In the morning, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. So immediately, to such an extent, you're eating, drinking, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, chalte, pirte, aata pahar ho, Allah, Allah, all the time. You are Allah, Allah. You're walking also. You're not ghafil of Allah. You are conscious of Allah. You may not be saying Allah, Allah, but you're aware Allah of the presence of Allah. So when you're talking to people, you're dealing with people, then when people are joking and you see they're giving out of hand, immediately you're not going to become ghafil. You will change the conversation or you'll move away from there. So when you have this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, last thought before you sleep, last word, Allah. First thing in the morning, Allah. Then even in the night, even at night, when your eyes open, you see, okay, it's still 1 o'clock in the morning, still a lot of time for Fajr. So you will turn your side. While turning your side, then too you'll think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you say, Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Malik, Ya Kareem, Ya Mughni. You'll read some dua. You'll be talking to Allah. The hadith of Rasulullah says, when a person at night, his eyes open. Just woke up, He's not out of his bed. Whilst lying in his bed, he turns from one position to the other, one side to the other. All he reads is the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And then he reads the third kalima, Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And all he says after that, Allahumma ghfir li. Allah mujhe maaf kar dijiye. That's all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him his sins. That he sees, then after that, whatever dua he makes, Allah will answer his dua. You didn't even wake up for tahajjud. I'm not saying don't wake up for tahajjud. This person is tired. His body is paining. All you did, you just turned, you read the fourth kalima. My wife is sleeping. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Reading. And the third kalima. Allahumma ghfir li. Whatever dua you make, you got a problem. You got a court case, Allah save us. You got some financial problem. You got some problem at varsity. You got exams. You got some bad habit. You want to come out of that habit. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. That's the time Allah is answering your dua. So now you have become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will remind you of Him. Even in that condition. Now what a difference. Look at this man. Last thought, Allah. First thought, he wakes up, Allah. At the night, Allah, Allah. Compare his life to another person who slept watching the phone, some haram thing. And the morning again, wakes up after Fajr or whatever it is, and again the TV. In the night, he didn't even take Allah's name. What a difference, compare the lives. Allah gives you the ladhat of his ta'at. I said, ta'at ka dha'iqa milti hai. He gets the taste of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with kathrati dhikr, make a lot of dhikr, you make dawamu dhikr, you be making dhikr perpetually. With dawamu dhikr, now when you're remembering Allah all the time, you'll obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll have dawamu ta'at. Now you'll be obeying Allah. No, it's namaz time. Previously you say, okay, we'll make it. Azan went now. Still 15 minutes for jamaat. So we'll make it for the last rakat. Now you say, no. 2 minutes left for azan. Let me run quickly. Why? I want to get my first saf. Hey, I didn't read my tilawah today. Oh, quickly, let me just go masjid. I got 15 minutes, I'll read my sunnat, and I can start reading my tilawah. Even 5 minutes too. After namaz also, you don't want to run home. You engage in dua. You want to finish your tasbihat. Yes, you'll meet your friends, you'll talk, mashallah. Somebody is sick, somebody is with some problem, whatever it is. But now you want to finish whatever your ma'amulat is. Why? Because you have become Allah's friend. So now you want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe me, even your business before, the thought didn't even come across your mind that let me spend some money on some poor person. Let me help some poor and needy. Yes, zakat comes, alright, just give the zakat to some organization, it's finished. No, now you are particular. You want to help some person. You want to make somebody happy in their life. So you sacrifice some time, of course, your own pleasure, your own time with your family. Why? Because I need to do something for the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This won't come in a hurry. This only comes when you become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give you now chances. You can score blessings in this way. You can score blessings in this way. You can get this neki, that hasanat. Allah brings so many roads for you to reach Him. Previously, this never happened. Why? It was a life of ghaflat. Second group of people, I did some namaz, qani, I'm happy, I'm content. I don't have to worry about anything else. But we have moved from the first two classes, groups, come to the third group. Now you have become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how? Is because you had kathrati dhikr, then you had dawamu dhikr. After dawamu dhikr, dawam of ta'at of Allah, you are now perpetually obeying Allah, then you get muhabbat ilahi. Now you're getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's a different type of life. Now the person is he's not just worshipping Allah, he's worshipping Allah with happiness, with pleasure. Tilawat is not just reading and finishing, he's reading, and even if he doesn't understand, but he's enjoying his recitation. His Quran also, he'll keep it properly. And of course, if he understands, even more he'll enjoy. Even more he will enjoy. His two rakat salat, previously it was very quick. Hit and run and gone. Now he wants to make his ruku also. And he's saying, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. He's getting some enjoyment. When he goes into sajda, subhanahu rabbi al-ala, it's hard for him to even lift up his head now. Because he's enjoying something. Allah gives him that enjoyment. That's muhabbat-e-ilahi. So this is what our mashayikh have mentioned few people. Manzoor Umani has mentioned these three classes of people. And then he said, we must try and make this effort to come out, like how we come out of a room to go into the other room. Some little bit of effort is required. Remember, we all of us are making rujoo ila Allah. We all are on a safar. Nobody can say, I'm not traveling. Every one of us is a traveler. We're all moving towards akhirah. This is something ghair ikhtiyari, beyond our control. The moment you came into this world, you're on this journey. Where are you going? Akhirat. Nobody can say, no, I'm not joining you all. Every person ghair ikhtiyari is on this rujoo ila Allah. Our mashayikh say, now ikhtiyari tor par, voluntarily also make the safar. How? Our mashayikh say, that ikhtiyari rujoo ila Allah. What is it? Har aan, har waqt Allah ki taraf lotne aur safar karne mein mashghool ho. One is ghair ikhtiyari became, and ikhtiyari now is dil se Allah ki taraf rujoo ho. Our heart, our dil. Now we're turning to Allah. And this is what I explain. How? You make dhikr, kasrat dhikr, dawamu dhikr, dawamu ta'at of Allah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you get muhabbati ilahi. Now you have made rujoo ila Allah with your heart. Now every moment in this dunya you enjoying the suffer towards akhirat. And this is what our mashayikh say. I'm moving alone. I don't want to move alone towards Allah because this journey is so beautiful. I'm bringing you join me also. And see how you also enjoy this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the rujoo ila Allah. One is the ghir ikhtiyari, we're all moving. We all have to face maut and qiyamah. So final destination is Qiyamah. Every person is being kafir, Muslim, every person. But ghairi, an ikhtiyari tor par, with your jaan, with your ruh, with yourself, your badan, not only your body, but more with your dil, your heart. I'm moving towards my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this, inshallah, if we do this, then we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us His wilayat. So what is important? The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the time that we are spending with layani baat, in frivolous pursuits, we are talking about every other thing. Instead of wasting our time in that, change the time of ghaflat to dhikr of Allah. Of course, I mentioned not dhikr, doesn't mean of see, tasbih all the time. Quran, tilawat, mastun, duas, waaz, nasihat. You're inspiring some person, you're talking some dini thing, some dini kitab, your wife and children. All that comes part of dhikrullah. Yes, if talking about dunya, in the affairs of this dunya, that cannot become dhikr unless you're teaching the person a masla, a fiqhi masla, or you're telling him how to do his business in a halal way, and to how to earn halal earnings. And that also, inshallah, will be part of dhikrullah. Otherwise, it's a life of ghaflat. So, then we will find the 24 hours, inshallah, we are moving towards the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mashayikh also mentioned that we will have this taqazas, temptations. Something is pulling us towards haram. Now, that is the test that comes. While sitting now in the masjid, there's no temptation. There's no pretty woman here or anything. Nothing. There's no temptation. So, mashallah, we're obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the other one is when you come outside and then there is a temptation pulling you towards haram. And when you combat that temptation, when you overpower that temptation, when you have ghalba over that taqaza of the nafs, that is when you get the noor of taqwa. That is the noor of taqwa. That is when you get the sweetness of iman. MashaAllah, here we're sitting, oh, we're making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no taqaza of guna now. Nobody is thinking, I'm gonna make some zina, Allah protect us, or do some haram. But outside when you go, now the taqaza of the nafs, the demands of the nafs comes. It's pulling you. That is the real test. That is when you get the noor of taqwa. Your heart, your spiritual heart actually lightens up. It actually lightens up. When the spiritual heart lightens up, mashayikh say that your limbs, your eyes also become lightened. You might not see the light, but then Allah will show you that which is haq and that which is correct and what is permissible. Allah will save you from doing haram. Then when you speak also, you speak haq. And some mashayikh, mashallah, shows them that Allah brings light, nur, proper nur on their faces. إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ Then when others look at them, immediately they won't think of shaitan and haram, they'll think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people sometimes in the haram you're going, you just see one person, you go back just to see him again. Why? He reminded you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they talk also, they bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the kalam there's nur, in the face is nur, in the actions is nur. Even if they're silent also, you feel something happening. You feel good, you feel you want to be in that person's company. So inshallah today's lesson was simple. We should move away from the first and second class of people and come onto the third class of people. What is the third class? Becoming the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this, the dawlat of iman Allah has given us, we preserve this iman, have full yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and develop in our lives the taqwa. And when we develop our lives in taqwa, then of course what helps this is two things. Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and suhbat of the salihin. If a person has these two things, kathrat zikr and suhbat of salihin, then these two things will help this person in having the taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah next week we'll continue similar. When a person, he fulfills the taqaza of his nafs. Well, why wait for next week? Rather mention it now. That a person, when he overpowers his nafs, what I said, he'll get the nur of taqwa. So as he's getting nur of taqwa, he's enjoying it, he's getting light, but suddenly after that, he'll get a shadid taqaza of haram. All the time he was doing so well, and suddenly out of the blue, again the temptation came. So then he feel, okay, just one time I'll just fulfill this temptation of mine, because it's burning in me, there's a jalan in me, and this one is, this desire is becoming very, very hot within me. So just to get some sukoon, let me just do this haram once, and after the tawbah istighfar, and I will never do it again. Mashayikh say, don't ever do that. The moment you do that, what's going to happen? This taqaza will increase in you now. The taqaza of haram will increase. The nur of your taqwa is decreasing. You gain all the strength and the power like a boxer. And then as he's fighting, he's losing his strength, he's getting tired. If he's going to get tired, what's going to happen? One punch from the opponent, he's going to floor him down. This is what shaitan will do. He'll tempt you, he'll tell you also, it's just one thing, you know what? Inside the taqaza is so hot, to get some sukoon, to cool yourself, but one more time just do that and then finish. After that, you know, you mustn't do it again. Shaitan will tell you too. That's his chal. So Mashaykh said, that's the time you have to, the shadid taqaza, how many people, you were doing so well, as though we were floating, enjoying it, and suddenly again, that is a test. So what happens? If you made kathrat-e-zikr, which gave you dawam-e-zikr, which gave you dawam-e-ta'at, which gave you muhabbat-e-ilahi, and you had suhbat of salihin, you had the nur of taqwa, then even at that situation, Allah's help will come with you. Yusuf alayhi salatu story. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ She seduced him. Yusuf, come. She locked all the doors. He's running. Each door she is locking. It's impossible for him to come out. He's trapped. All he needs to do, fulfill her taqaza, fulfill his taqaza. It's all over and then khalas. He thought about, innahu rabbi ahsana maswai. Some ulama say that he's referring to, my Allah has been so kind to me. He took me out of the well and brought me into the king's palace. He's provided so much for me. You think I must disobey my Allah? So what did he say? قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ He sought refuge in Allah. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ So that is when Allah's help will come. When that happened, all the doors open. Who opened the doors? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Yusuf wasallam freed himself, saved himself. The exact thing will happen when a person does this. He has kathrat-e-zikr in his life and he has suhbat of salihin. These are two ingredients to build this taqwa, and when this taqwa comes, it will help him not to fulfill the taqaza of the guna, the demands of the sin, but to overpower the sin, and then he'll be rescued, and he'll be in the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give me his muhabbat, give all of us his muhabbat, in these time challenges, we face so many things. This is a simple lesson. Inshallah, kathrat dhikr, we make abundant dhikr, we'll be have dawam. Dawam means perpetual. All the time we'll be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this happens, the ita'at of Allah will come into our lives. Dawam of dawam ita'at. And that happens, get muhabbat ilahi. Allah ta'ala give me, all of you inshallah, this muhabbat ilahiya. Wa akhiru dawana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. This Thursday is the Arab Jamaat from Jeddah, and they'll be here. So they'll be in our masjid Wednesday and Thursday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, inshallah. So this Thursday we won't be having any dhikr program, inshallah.